Hello there. Thank you ever so much for choosing this, the very best bits of the week that was podcast. My name is Dave Berry. We have Andrea Fox here and Rich Williams. Matt Dyson is off for a week. It's his beloved father, Kenneth, who we talk about on the show from time to time. It's his 80th birthday, which is just lovely.
Happy birthday,
Ken. Happy birthday to Ken. Big Ken. So here's the thing. I know you really must hate me, both of you, because there's always something I've got you guys to do. There's always another challenge.
It can't get worse than beatboxing, surely.
Well, no, it won't ever get better. But in my defence, the beatboxing was the idea of the producers. That wasn't my idea.
Yeah, you weren't too happy about it until you didn't lose, and then you willfully went along with it.
The greatest third place I've ever been awarded, that's for sure. So what I wanted to talk to you about here on the podcast bonus material is I was watching a show, and what's the name of the actor? He's been on the show. He's been here before. He plays Spider-Man. What's his name?
Andrew Garfield?
No, that's
Toby
the old
Maguire.
Spider-Man. No, that's
the
even older. Tom Holland.
Tom Holland.
Dear darling friend. I mean, he's been Spider-Man for like 10 years, Andrea, just for the record.
I know, but my favourite thing is him dancing to Rihanna's Umbrella. That's his best work for me.
That was good. Mm. So Tom Holland is a really charming guy, and he's a brilliant actor. And he's as I say, he's been on The Breakfast Show before. But Tom Holland was in a thing on Apple TV like many years ago. And I, like so many others, just don't have Apple TV. And then I got a free trial and I watched this thing, and he's brilliant in it. It's called like a Room of Many Colours or something like that. It's really well done.
Nice.
But there's a bit in it where Tom Holland answers the phone, and all he says is hello. And I actually sat up on the sofa and I went, that is a great piece of acting. That there is so good that you have just brought so much suspense and tension to the screen by just answering a telephone where we all know there's nobody on the other end and you've just said hello. So what I thought I would do today on the bonus material is ask you to see how much tension, drama you can bring to the bonus material by pretending to answer a phone and saying hello. You up for this?
I mean, I'm sure it's going to be just as impressive as an A-list Hollywood actor.
Right, yeah.
Before we do it, though, Mark, would you mind Googling what the name of that show is on Apple TV with Tom Holland? Because I just feel like if we're going to be talking about it, I want to be able to
recommend it. I want to try and watch
it. It's called like a Room of...
It's called Hello.
No. The crowded room.
The crowded room.
We've given it its rightful name.
Okay. It's very good. So, okay, Andrew, we're going to start with you. So I want Tom Holland levels here, please. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
That's good. Very good.
Is that how he did it?
It was okay.
Right, thank you.
So it's okay to beat then, is that what you're saying?
Right, two rings then pick up the phone. Yep. Here we go.
Hello?
I gave that everything I've got. Everything I've got went
like
into
you
that.
You sound confused by the way a telephone works.
Yeah, I do. What
was it with the big gaps you both leave in there?
You said you wanted drama.
I did
want
drama. I did want drama and tension.
I'm going to go,
hiya.
Hello.
Who are you?
What do you
want? Yeah.
Okay. Hello?
Oh.
Bang. Almost caught me off guard.
Straight in there. Very different styles.
Very different styles. Our own interpretation of the read. On the script read.
Anyway, I know you'll be doing that where you are right now. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show on your Tuesday morning. Coming up in just over 20 minutes' time, the return of 10 weeks of tickets. And this week, we are hell-bent on you seeing Wolf Alice live, truly one of the great live bands. But right now, in the absence of Matt Dyson, it's The Social Ammunition with Andrea and Rich. It's a double bill. How exciting. So, Andrew, let's start with you. What you got for us?
Diving into my algorithm. You know nominative determinism? If you've forgotten what this means, it's basically where your name could lead you down a path in life. And I've got some brilliant examples of this, how nominative determinism can lead to what your job might be based on your surname, from the brilliant podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
Haringey Council's noise and nuisance officer is Craig Bellringer. The new New Zealand Minister for Energy is called Simon Watts. The master blender for Johnny Walker Whiskey is a woman called Emma Walker, but her predecessor was Jim Beveridge.
No.
There's an author called Dimitri Capitelman, whose last name literally means chapter man. I have always been amused by this book, a book about chocolate by Sophie D. Coe and Michael D. Coe.
Coco.
Here in Cornwall, there is an animal park called the Screech Owl Sanctuary. Perhaps reasonably, you would assume this would be a sanctuary for screech owls, but no. It's named for its founder, Caroline Screech.
I love this. So, nominative determinism, the first time we ever spoke about this on The Breakfast Show was because Matt got approached by a PR from Pizza Hut, and her last name was Topping.
Brilliant.
And we couldn't believe it. We did a whole hour after that.
Beautiful.
Rich, what's going on in your world?
Here's an impression, okay? But the game this morning is, can you work out what the impression is of? So take a listen to this.
Oh, mean. I'm going to go, is it robot chicken? Is it that kind of thing?
It's got to be, isn't it?
No, it's not that. Should we take a listen? Let's find out what it is.
Nam, what noise does a dinosaur make? Oh. Make the noise a dinosaur makes.
Oh, it's even better. Now you've chucked a nana into the equation. I'm in love.
Nan content is always good content. So there you go. There's Nan's impression of a dinosaur, not quite how I had it in my mind. Comedian Tom Laurinson, who does lots of funny stuff online on Instagram. One of the things he does is read through people's reviews of various items that they've bought. So a lot of the time it's reviews of things that you would never think to review. Like, for example, mint humbugs. Have you ever bought some mint humbugs and thought, I better leave a review? Well, they're just mint humbugs, right? These are from a major supermarket where people have decided to give their 2 pennies worth on what they think about the mint humbugs, and it's pretty wild.
I'm looking at these mint humbugs because I need it.
These are okay, but now and again I get a bag where they're all wet and soggy and stuck together, so I just have to put them in the bin.
You don't have to do that. You could suck on the big, wet, congealed mound, couldn't you?
Ooh.
How are they getting wet? I get a bag where they're all wet. No one's ever had that. These are mints. There's no wet in the bag.
My grandson loves these. Unfortunately, they're in the car, so can't have them. Not a happy boy. Get them out the car, give him one. Acting like your hands are tied, get them out the car. Sorry, the mints are in the car. Unlock the car. I love these humbugs. If they're out of stock, I go without. Wow, what self-restraint you have. We couldn't do that, could we, everyone?
Good work, Tom. Very nice.
I do, in particular, the one about them being in the car. You've left them in the car. That's like a Facebook comment on something. It's not a review of the product, is it?
Who has time for these?
But that's exactly the point. People with a lot of time, I think, is exactly
lot
the point.
But no time to go
hands.
To their cars, clearly.
Yeah. Andrew, what about you? What's going on out there?
Well, I've got a lovely video from Ollie_101 on Instagram. As the kids say when I saw this, I felt very seen, because he's basically described how I like to holiday by doing all the research before I arrive.
Ah.
Such cute medieval vibes.
Wouldn't be medieval. No, it's actually Renaissance, so it's probably a few hundred years out.
Oh, no, I've done that.
Nice try.
That organ's massive.
Third biggest in the Czech Republic. Second biggest if we're only talking about metallic-based pipe organs. It's a big one. A helmet from ancient Greece in a medieval castle in Prague. Someone's confused.
Amazing view, isn't it?
Yeah, it almost makes you feel like King Ottokar II, sort of perusing the 13th century kingdom over which he ruled.
Right.
It's like being on a stag do with me and old Swiss.
Oh, really? I was going to say all that history stuff, but that's me. I love to do all the research. My husband, Mr. Fox, just a passenger princess on holiday.
Oh, no, I love that. It's good. You've got to do that.
Well, I quite like a fact that feels wrong but's true, like your skin's the biggest organ in your body, that sort of thing. And I've got one of those today for you, and it's a great one about the surface of the earth and snooker balls from Annie Plays Guitar on Instagram.
Today, I learnt, just now, I learnt that if you scale up a snooker ball to the size of the earth, it would have mountains taller than any mountains on earth. In other words, if a snooker ball and earth are the same size, earth would be smoother than the snooker ball. So relative to its size. Earth is insanely smooth.
Yeah, and snooker balls are really bumpy, and that's my excuse for not being good at snooker, okay?
Wow, that is an incredible fact.
Yeah, Earth needs to drop the skincare routine because it's super smooth.
Wow, and he plays guitar. Well done on blowing my mind.
Sarah, can I just ask, is that an incredible fact, or is that one of those like Jay from The Inbetweeners that if you say it confidently enough, it becomes... Like, is that actually... Are we just taking this as read that the snooker ball is...
Why would social media lie to us, Rich?
I'm just checking, that's all.
Yeah, I don't know how you kind of drop that into conversation, you know, when you're at the pub, you know. Yeah. Hey, guys, you notice that snooker ball over there? I'd like to hear this.
For you.
Rich, what have you got for us today?
This is a content creator called Shania. Now, I'm kind of a live and let live kind of person, you know, people speak in different ways. Certain phrases that people use or get wrong, in particular, she feels should be jailable offences if you say certain things. So, if you're up at this time of the morning, you might appreciate this. This is one such phrase that if you say this, totally unacceptable in her eyes.
AM in the morning. If you say something like, oh, I got in at 7 a.m. in the morning. No, you're going to jail because you've already said AM. What do you think AM means? The only exception is if you say something like, oh, I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning. That's okay. Or I woke up at 7 a.m. yesterday morning. That's okay because you're providing extra context. But if you're saying 7 a.m. in the morning, jail.
Yeah. Wow. Passionate.
Extra context important. Like, for example, if you're talking about a snooker ball being less smooth than the other, but you're not in a snooker hall, there's no context there whatsoever.
No context.
You need the context.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Absolute Radio.
You're all desperate to find out how Andrea and Rich will fare at blind ranking ice lollies and ice creams as we are all enjoying, well, I say enjoying, enduring for many of us, this hot weather up and down and around the UK. So, guys, this is how it works. You need to rank the following first, second, third, fourth, or fifth, and you do that without knowing the next ice lolly along. Wherever you place them, we lock them in. Are you ready to play blind ranking?
Ready.
Very much so.
The first one for your consideration is the mini milk.
Ooh, again, a very childish ice cream, I think, for me.
Yeah, which means Rich is going to love it.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be his number one.
It's not going to be my number one, actually.
Sure.
Andrea, place it, please.
I'm going to put that fifth. I'm not that interested.
Okay, you're putting that in fifth place.
I do like one.
Do you?
Fourth though.
Fourth for a mini milk.
Yeah.
Such a nerdy thing to say.
Hey, Poindexter, how's it going
over there?
Very attacked this morning.
You said it would be a safe space to share, Dave, and you lied. Okay, mini milk. Up next, Calippo. Andrea. Where's the Calippo rank in your heart?
This may be contentious. I love an ice lolly over an ice cream. I think I'm going number one. First place for the Calippo for me.
Even on the second?
Yeah, and it's not going to dribble down your hand because it's in the tube. It's not on the stick. I'd love it. Calippo,
Rich, what are you thinking?
As a dad of three kids who, when they get a Calippo, forget that there's the melted stuff at the bottom and just upturn it onto a carpet at some point, that for me is going in fifth place.
That's going in fifth place.
Purely based on that.
Okay. I mean, drinking that little bit at the end is the best bit of a Calippo. You don't waste it on the carpet.
They just forget it's there and they uptip it and it's gone everywhere.
Okay. I mean, I do like a Calippo, Andrew. I agree with you. But bold using your first place without hearing the next one along, which is an icon of the chilled treat world. It's the Feast.
I don't like chocolate that much. Wow. I'm going to put it in fourth.
Get out.
I know. I'd rather just eat a chocolate bar than something flavoured like chocolate. That is my...
Feast. So would you put that in fifth if you hadn't already placed mini milk there?
Probably, yeah. I'm not sure I've had a Feast this decade.
What? Why is everyone so nonplussed about the Feast? Rich is just going,
Feast is almost over chocolatey, you could say. It's almost too much chocolate going on there. I want to put it in third, but then I've only got place one and two left, so these better. You better have some good ones held back. I'm putting it in third.
I'm starting to worry that me and Rich might not be back tomorrow, the way Dave's reacting.
Now, this is the beauty of blind ranking. It just tells us so much about you, and that's lovely. OK, Rich, I know recently you had a disaster with one of these. It's fab.
It's going in first place. There is nothing greater than the fab.
Oh, no.
I had a fab at the weekend, and this is so sad. I opened up the fab, the wrapper, and when I got it, you know, it's split into three parts, obviously. Yeah. There's the red bit, the white bit, and then
the best bit.
The best bit at the top. Mm. The top bit had snapped off the other bits. Oh. Away from the rest of it.
You can't eat an ice cream with your hands as well.
I had to pick it up and go fully in the mouth, the whole thing. Yes, it is. It was devastatingly sad. It really was, yeah.
Oh.
Just picking it up with my hand and it went in one. Yeah.
Speaking of
such a waste.
Devastatingly sad.
Yeah.
You had both a fab and a gingerbread man this weekend.
I would say that is beautiful, actually.
And a mini milk if he'd had
He's living the dream.
I love it. A great weekend.
Where are you going to put the fab, Andrea?
I think I'm going second.
Okay. You're going to go second. Okay. And that means, Andrea, third place for you and Rich, second place for you. We have the Mr. Freeze ice pop.
The who?
Oh, I don't mind one of those.
The Mr. Freeze, just a long one. Stick that you know.
Oh, what? No, I'm not fussed by them.
That's what you've used either. Your other places.
I know, they're going to have to go there.
That's where they're going. So that's your second favourite, Rich. That's your third favourite, Andrea.
On a day like today, you actually can't go far wrong with one of those.
No, I could
you
not
can't
agree
go
more.
Far wrong.
That's a good point.
It's basic, but it's brilliant.
And
you could probably have two or three without anyone
judging you. And then you can do what Rich does and get your Duplo out and have a little play as well. There we go. That's Blind Ranking, the Ice Lolly Special. Enjoy the weather. As we embark on an albeit shorter working week, that doesn't mean you can't be freaky. And I want to know the details at 8:12:15. Just complete that sentence. Is it weird that? So I'm going to get the ball rolling. Is it weird that I ventured into Instagram at the weekend? I had a little look in there, see what was going on. And my DMs were lit. And at the top of the pile, there was one from friend of the show, Fleur East. And it said, Dave, this just popped up. Look at little Dave. And I thought, what have they got hold of? Why am I trending now? It turns out it's fine. It's just that Mystique have got back together. The kind of pop R&B trio from the noughties. They're back together. They've made a big announcement.
Okay.
And what that meant for me, someone who's been in show business for such a long time, was that it was a great excuse to drag out a really rather embarrassing clip of me interviewing them way, 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 way back in the day. And that's what Fleur is referring to, little Dave.
Little Dave. Baby
so
Dave.
Who'd like to hear me as a child?
Oh, yes, please,
interviewing Mystique. Okay, here we go.
So tell us about this album then. It's out.
There, that's me.
That's little Dave.
That is little Dave.
Oh, he's so cute.
In all his glory. Here we go.
So tell us about this album then. It's out.
I mean, what's
tell us about this album.
Tell us about. Oh, please, sir.
Gavla.
Oh, can I have some more? Oh, please go.
He's adorable.
He's a little cockney lad. He's making his way in the world. He's come all the way over into the big gory box in the corner. That's the telly, that is. I'd like to have a go at that, I would. Hello. Are you a musical trio? Lovely to have you on the show. I'm going to ask you some questions now.
Yeah, unbelievable. Here we go again.
So tell us about this album then. It's out
29th of October.
Plug, plug, plug.
Plug, plug, plug away. What can we expect from it? What kind of sounds
can we expect? A lot of things. I mean, obviously there will be garage and R&B, but we've got also other musical elements that we've listened to growing up, like ragga, soul, hip-hop, you know, a little bit of Latino or even Calypso on one of the tracks. Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
So there's different elements in there, and it's called Licking on Both Sides.
Yeah. What's it called?
Licking on both sides.
What do you think?
I know the answer.
I know the answer.
Meaning that they're giving it to you from both sides of a musical stance.
Thank you. That's right. R&B to the garage.
The lick.
Perfect.
The lick.
Yes, perfect.
Never really caught off, did it, that phrase?
The other more seasoned broadcaster you can hear there is Kelly Bryan. She was in Eternal.
Oh, from
She's
Eternal.
Now a star of Hollyoaks. Love Kelly. So yeah, is it weird that there is video footage of me as a child interviewing people that everyone's just sharing willy-nilly because Mystique decided to get back together? Yes, it is. And now it's over to you. Dave, is it weird that I had to take a shower with my cat? It was for a legitimate reason, I must admit.
Showering with your cat. That's weird. Is that weird? I think we'd think that's quite
not
weird.
Not over the past 3 days. I think that's completely normal, actually.
Oh, given I'm the counting, temperatures.
Yeah, I'm counting the days in how many showers have I had today. Is it a 3-dayer? Is it a 2-dayer? Did I need to bring the cat?
It's weird that he said for a legitimate reason, but hasn't given the legitimate reason.
No, yes.
That's the weird bit for me.
I'm assuming it could have been something completely different.
It's sparse on the details the nation want to hear, anonymous texter. It really is. Plus, I mean, getting your cat into the shower, that I mean, I can imagine it's like it was claws were stuck either side of the screen as it was being dragged in. Ali says, Dave, is it weird that I'm 56 and I've only just discovered that I don't have an imagination? What? I cannot see or visualise things in my head like other people.
Oh, yeah. No, I've read about this. Some people, if you think about an apple, some people can visualise that image in their head and other people cannot do that.
Wow. That's a nightmare if you're trying to think of what a cat in a shower would look like this morning.
I can't stop thinking about it. That showering cat is living rent-free in my head right now. Oh, so this is... So, Ali, it's not weird. It's a thing. That's Andrea Fox official.
Some people have, a little voice in their head. And some people don't have that either.
But isn't there like an old school like psychological experiment where if you say to someone, don't think of a white bear, the first thing that they will conjure into their brain is a white bear?
Polar bears,
But you're saying that Ali will be able to... No, I mean specifically a white bear, not a polar bear.
Sorry.
But you're saying that if you tried that psychological experiment on Ali, they would be able to... They would be able to conjure
it. Pass with flying colours, yeah. Be fine.
Wow. Okay, so keep them coming. So is it weird that... We've had a flurry of feet-based ones come into the studio, so I'm going to do them as a trio.
Okay.
Is it weird that when my husband takes his socks off, I grab them and give them a good sniff? I love the smell of sweaty socks. So the answer to that is yes.
Yeah. That's making the
Thanks
lady who sniffs the teabag feel less weird in sniffy terms.
In sniffy terms. Is it weird that I like to play with my feet, sometimes as a comfort, and push my socks between my toes? That's from Emma in Wolverhampton.
In an office meeting, I imagine that will be quite weird. But at home, I think that's fine.
But at home binge watching, you're an adult, Emma. Go for it. And joining us right now, completing the trio, we have Claire from Bristol. Good morning, Claire.
Hi, Dave. Hi, team.
Hi,
Claire. Welcome along to the show. So, as I say, it's a feat special. not something I asked for, but it's a feat special nonetheless. So, complete the sentence. Is it weird that...
I can... swear with my foot by sticking my mid-toe up.
Wow. Okay. So what? you can
stick your
middle.
You can
flip. I'm
trying.
No.
Are we allowed to say that?
No, we can't. That's why. No, we're not allowed to say that. So you can put your middle toe up and leave all the ones around it down.
Yeah. I mean, it's a struggle to get the two little ones down, but the two big ones they go down.
Hold on a sec, can I check? Is the middle one moving, or are the others, or are the other four moving to leave the middle one alone?
Oh, I see what you mean. Are you retracting four or raising one, is what Rich is asking.
I'm retracting four.
Oh, I see.
There you go.
Okay. See, I had the imagination to think that you were extending one, but you were retracting four all along.
Which is much harder, right? Four. You've got four to coordinate there.
Instead of just focusing on the one, this is where you're doing it wrong, Claire. I mean, feel free to give me the middle toe. I don't want to be giving you any advice. But so when did you realise you could do this?
It wasn't that long ago. I think it was a couple of years ago. My sister Yeah. Me and my sister are a little bit weird. So
your sister can do this as well? This is a family trait.
It is, yeah. I don't know what happened, but...
That's amazing.
Have you ever actually kind of used it to tell someone that you're maybe disagree with something they're saying? Have you ever just slowly unfastened your shoe, taken it off, peeled your sock off and just gone, bam, have that. That's what I think about your opinion. Have you ever used it?
But do you know what? Now it's sandal season, so maybe I could, in a meeting, if I'm really cross, under the table.
Look out, Claire's colleagues. It's hot and she's not taking any prisoners. Claire, we'll speak to you soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself. Bye now. So keep them coming. 8, 12, 15. And now, Rich... It's your turn. Complete the sentence. Is it weird that...
I went to Meadow Hall the other day in Sheffield, which is a big shopping centre there, and I went in to get a coffee from Cafe Nero, ordered a flat white, fancied something to eat, and I suddenly was looking around at everything that they've got, and they've got all sorts of things there. Muffins, wafers, and then I saw, wrapped up beautifully, a little gingerbread man.
No.
And I just looked at it, I thought, no. You know, I really fancy a gingerbread. Full adult here. Thought I fancy. So I ordered the gingerbread
man.
I know, I appreciate that. And then I handed it over to the lady who was serving it. And this is where it became weird, because I said to her at that point, I said, is it a bit weird for you get, you know, many adults getting a gingerbread man? And she turned around to me. This is where it all became uncomfortable. She just said, it's nice to release your inner child. And I was like, okay, this is weird. Just give me it and off I went. And I walked through Meadow Hall with the flat white and opened it. And I found myself eating the gingerbread man really quickly so that people wouldn't see me.
You
with
had
it.
To go and hide and eat it somewhere.
No, yeah. I just cried. I've got to get this down me before anyone realizes that I've released my inner child.
Was it one was it one of those that's got Smarties for buttons? Was it the full?
I'm not going to get a gingerbread man without Smarties for buttons. What would be the point in that? Of course, I had Smarties. I also did the thing where I eat round it but leave the Smarty bit until the end.
Oh, until
that's the
end.
It's the best bit.
I love it.
That's weird as well. I love that.
So, moments ago, Jay from Barnsley got in touch saying that he has released his inner child because he collects remote control cars at the age of 46. And we were speculating as to how many is a collection of remote control cars for a 46-year-old person. And he's updated us. Jay from Barnsley, in his home, has got over 40 remote control cars.
Yeah, that's definitely a collection, isn't it? That's not like three.
Yeah, so keeping them in an actual garage is probably probably what he's actually doing. You guys were bang on as always. So Jay has released his inner child. Now it's your turn. Let your inner child go. And my word, has he. Crying over a broken fab on Instagram.
It was sad. Sad moment.
I don't know why I sound like I'm mocking. I'm not, I hear you. Andrea, do you ever release your inner child, or are you just a serious news anchor who never lets such things happen in her life?
No, I have done something recently that I've been doing since I was a child, and it involves cereal. Now, this particular cereal I do not recommend for breakfast. It's more of a pudding. Do you remember Lucky Charms?
Of course we remember Lucky Charms.
You say that like you've had them recently.
I've not had them. I don't really eat cereal, which is, anyway.
Childish food.
But I know that Lucky Charms are still legendary. You can't get them in the UK, though, can you?
You can buy them from specialist shops, and they tend to be quite expensive.
Specialist shops?
But, you know, when you go to, like, the aisle, and it's, like, World Foods, or they sell all of the American sweets, they tend to be there.
Sweet shops, basically.
Yeah, sweet shops. Yeah. But I eat all of the wheaty bits of cereal first, then separate all of the different coloured marshmallows, of which I believe there are six if you haven't eaten it recently, and then I will eat them in sort of number order.
Okay, you're a very complex inner child is coming out here. So I think that's fine. So the cereal first, save your inner child is saving the good bits
the
for
good
last.
The good bits, yeah, absolutely.
That's what you're doing. What's the numerical order, though? I don't understand.
I would eat the smallest group, because you'll then separate all of the different colours of the different kinds of marshmallow, and then if there's only three of one, I'd eat them first. You'd save the biggest group for last.
Yeah.
Because obviously they taste different. They don't. The taste is sugar. The flavour is sugar. That is the only flavour. But yeah, that's why I've done it since I was a kid, and I did it really recently, and I felt my inner child was released.
I like it being released. And of course, Andrea will have all your news headlines at 9, which is coincidentally her age. Dom from Liverpool says, good morning, Dave and the team. I'm forever releasing my inner child. I collect model trucks, diggers, cranes and cement mixers, and I'm a construction site manager.
Aww.
So when I see them in real life on site, I cannot hide my excitement.
He's got his dream job he wanted as a kid,
that.
Didn't he?
I'm so pleased for you, Dom. But model cement mixers, who knew? There's model cranes and trucks and diggers, but cement mixers.
Have you not seen that? Is there not a Lego version of that for you and Evie to make?
I'll build that, thank you. As the heat wave continues for so many, it is time to return to blind ranking. Guys, it is a heat wave special. Yesterday we did ice lollies and ice creams. This morning we are doing a cold drink special.
Oh, yeah.
So Andrea, Rich, we are going to play around a blind ranking. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to give you the name of a cool beverage that could cool you down during this hot weather. And all you need to do is rank them first, second, third or fourth. But you do that without knowing the next beverage along. And we begin with Fanta. Lemon Fanta.
Fanta Limon. Oh, oh wow. Am I on holiday when I'm drinking this, or am I
You're
in
drinking
the UK?
It right now. You're doing it
right now.
It makes you feel like on holiday. This is really tough because I think that might be one of my favourites. So I know it's early to go, but I might put it in first. Lemon Fanta.
Okay, we're locking it in. I would do the same if I were playing as well.
Surely the number one rule of the blind ranking is that something better will always come along. No. That is the number. So I'm putting it in second place.
Second place.
It's a great one, though.
Probably a smart
for Lemon Fanta. Pimm's, Andrea.
Something better did come along, Rich. You were right. I'm going to put that in second.
Second place for Pimm's. Rich?
Fourth for me. It's full of all bits that get stuck in your teeth.
I agree. I couldn't agree more.
Little salad with your drink, no?
No, thank you.
No, I want a drink, not a cucumber.
Yeah.
It's not what I want.
My teeth are not sieves. lager. A pint thereof, barkeep. So, Andrea, would beer go in third or fourth place for you?
I think I'm going to put it third. Nice cold beer.
Rich, you've got first or third for beer?
Yesterday, I sat outside in the sunshine drinking a Corona, and it was absolutely glorious. It's going first place. First place.
You're putting
straight
it
in
first
there.
Place. Yeah, okay. Be. That means this is your least favourite, Andrea, and Rich, your third favourite. How do you feel about the Capri Sun?
I mean, that's come from left field. I wasn't had I known a Capri Sun was on the way, of course I would have put lager in first place. That is a classic on a sunny day. It's going to have to go in third. That's quite sad, really.
Yeah, it's in third for you. Andrea, you got Capri Sun in last place over Pimm's and lager. Are you happy with that?
I'm absolutely ecstatic with that. That's where it belongs.
Oh, no, just the...
of course you love it. It's a drink for children.
that is.
We have established that this morning.
That is true.
He can have it with this gingerbread man that eats in his funny little way.
So there we go. Blind ranking, the cold drink special. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Absolute Radio. Thank you for choosing the only breakfast show in the world that is hell-bent on creating the definitive list of the UK's unusual trust issues. Join in right now at 8, 12, 15. This mission has been coming and going on The Breakfast Show for a couple of months now. And so far, thanks to you, we know that on that definitive list, we can have people who constantly smile. That's a trust issue for some of you. People who carry a comb in their pocket. People that use ketchup over the age of 8 years of age. People who close their eyes when they talk to you, especially when they raise their eyebrows so their eyelids are stretched over their eyeballs that really protrude. Naturally, of course, that's a trust issue. People who don't move their arms when they walk. Mm. Men with blonde hair was a big swing this time last week. Mm. People with tiny mouths. And finally, people who buy sandwiches or wraps from small franchised petrol stations.
I think I've been on this show for 5 weeks now, and I used to be quite a trusting person. And now I just walk around the streets looking at people going, what's untrustworthy about this one?
What's going on with your eyelids, you?
I just used to just casually walk down, just minding my own business. But now, suspicious.
This breakfast show will do it to you. So let's add to the list, shall we? What else shall we put on the UK's unusual trust issues list? Now, we also add people who walk around like they're in the North Pole during a heat wave, hoodies over their head, gilets, all the works. Not to be trusted.
Jacket I saw on the tube yesterday. What's that about?
Wow. It makes me feel itchy looking at those people. It really does. Dave, I don't trust people who use the letter V instead of TH at the beginning of words.
I'm going to need that in a sentence, I think. What do they mean?
Well, this person says people who say VAT instead of that.
Oh, no.
It's too unusual, is it, as a trust issue?
Maybe they mean VAT. Maybe that's what they're talking about. Have you ever thought about that?
So all about the business.
So we're going to be adding those to the list as well. And right now we are joined by Sophie. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning.
Welcome along to the show. You already sound really distrusting of me. This is slightly alarming. Just your friendly breakfast show host.
Good morning, Dave.
Yes. Oh, it's you, is it, Dave? What do you want? Sophie, welcome along to the show. Please tell everybody what you think we should add to this list that we are compiling. Who don't you trust?
I really, really don't trust people who share water bottles.
Okay, so you mean you take a sip and then you pass it to somebody else and they take a sip?
Oh.
I can hear the disgust. Yeah. Okay.
No.
Is this... Is this something that, you know, is it just when you see adults doing this, you know, maybe pass? I mean, I was on London Underground recently, and obviously we are experiencing, many of us, a heat wave at the moment. And I saw a family, they all were sipping from the same bottle. I thought that's quite nice. They're sharing it around. They're hydrating themselves in this hot weather. You often hear it on the announcements, you know, basically saying, you know, if you can carry some water, that would be helpful. But you, Sophie, you would see that. You would see what I had seen.
Yeah.
And what would be the first thing that would come into your mind?
Well, several things. So splash out on a few more bottles of water would be like number one. And then just, the backwash, the sharing, just the bits. I've got two daughters. I love them. They're very nice.
Sophie, are you trying to convince yourself that you like your own kids? I don't know if this is the platform to do that.
It's a great review for the kids though, wasn't it?
In case they're listening, they're nice. They are nice.
They're fine. They're teenagers now.
They're not that nice then.
No. They were a lot cuter. I don't want to share water. If they've run out of water and they it's hot, I will give them my water. I won't risk their lives, but I don't want it back. Don't try and pass it
back
to me.
That's their water
now. And they do know. They've grown up with this knowledge. They would never try and ask for water, share water. Have you seen the bottom of kids' water bottles? You'd have to be a psychopath to drink that.
I was yesterday round at my my sister-in-law's, and she's got twins who are 2 years old, little boys, and they were sharing a water bottle and a piece of cake. And you can imagine the top of the water bottle was absolutely
cake-flavoured water.
I'm actually coming round to Sophie's way of thinking. Although I wouldn't go as far as what Sophie signed off with on her text, which was untrustworthy freaks of nature. Quite harsh. So Sophie, what you're saying is that you, the only way in which you would ever share a bottle of water with somebody is, and these are your own words, you wouldn't risk the lives of your own children. But that is it. That's the bottom line for you.
Yeah, really. DNA should not be shared in these circumstances. Oh my gosh,
just don't trusting at all. Okay, let me ask you. Let me talk to the piece of Sophie, the Sophie that's in your brain. Let me speak to the rock and roll Sophie. Okay, because you know you're listening to Absolute Radio, which means you must be rock and roll. All of our listeners are at some point. What about if you're at a house party, someone's sharing around a can of lager? You know, you're in your teenage years. You doing that, Sophie?
Right, so teenage years.
Yeah.
I don't know about a can, because again, do you know when I used to see it and people used to do that slurp noise when they shared a can to get the bit off the rim? And that even grossed me out there. But I mean, I can go as far to say maybe a house party in teenage years when intoxicated, maybe sipping from the same alcohol, but it's self-cleaning alcohol.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, you don't have to swap your own top. Yeah.
Yes.
And you always do the polite wipe anyway, if you've got any dignity at all.
Sophie, this has been an inspirational call. It really has. Send our love to your kids. Have a wonderful day ahead, and thank you. We are going to be putting sharing water or drinks bottles with other people on the list of the unusual trust issues of the people of the UK. I think Sophie deserves a round of applause for putting forward such a strong case. Well done, Soph. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Speak to you soon.
Bye. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Absolute Radio.